This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Both the Houses of Parliament were today adjourned for the day following ruckus by the opposition, accusing Home Minister Amit Shah of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m., the presiding officer disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members over various issues. Opposition party MPs were raising slogans against the remarks of Mr. Shah, demanding his apology. Amid din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar issue also rocked the Rajya Sabha proceedings. When the House assembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition MPs started sloganeering against the remarks of the Union Home Minister on Dr. Ambedkar. Amid pandemonium, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House for the day. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hit out at the Congress, accusing the party of presenting facts regarding his speech in the Rajya Sabha yesterday in a distorted way. Briefing media at party headquarters in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Shah condemned this, alleging the Congress of being anti-B.R. Ambedkar and against reservation and constitution. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar. In a social media post, the minister said that Mr. Saar briefed him about the ongoing developments in the region. He added that Israel's foreign minister also discussed bilateral relations between both the nations and efforts to strengthen them. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today called for balancing development and sustainability to tackle the challenge of climate change. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of an appreciation course of parliamentary processes and procedures for a group of officer trainees of Indian Forest Service at the Parliament House complex today. Mr. Birla said that climate change is one of the greatest challenges before the world, and India is at the forefront of tackling this challenge with Mission Life. Lok Sabha Speaker has said that the Indian Forest Service has an inherent responsibility to lead campaign to mitigate challenge of climate change, and asked officer trainees to vigorously carry the efforts to increase country's forest cover and protect the wildlife. In Punjab, farmers today blocked train routes at 52 places under Firozpur Railway Division as part of their three-hour rail roko protests. They squatted on railway lines, causing much inconvenience to passengers. However, the protests passed off peacefully. Railway sources told Akashvani that due to dharna, 12 trains were cancelled, 2 short terminated and 34 delayed. Train services resumed after the dharna was lifted. Farmers are protesting in support of their demands, including a legal guarantee for minimum support price of crops. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that the Uniform Civil Code will be implemented in the state from January 2025. The Chief Minister said that Uttarakhand is rapidly moving towards becoming the first state in the country to implement UCC. He said that this step will prove to be a milestone in the direction of strengthening social equality and unity. 2 Indian Army soldiers were killed and 1 injured in Bikaner's Mahajan Field firing range of Rajasthan today during a training exercise. Defence spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Amitabh Sharma said the soldiers were loading the ammunition in tank when the charger exploded. The injured soldier has been airlifted to Chandigarh for treatment. In football, Brazil and Real Madrid winger Vinicius Jr. has been crowned the men's player of the year at the FIFA Best Awards held in Doha. Argentine legend Lionel Messi claimed the award for the previous 2 years. In the women's category, Spain and Barcelona midfielder Aitana Bonmati was named Women's Player of the Year for the second consecutive year. In cricket, the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane ended in a dramatic draw as rain played a spoiled sport. India batting in their second innings were 8 for no loss when the play was halted due to the rains. The visitors needed 267 runs to win at the time, but the weather denied either side a decisive result. Earlier on day 5, India were all out for 260 in their first innings in response to Australia's 445. And that is the end of this news bulletin.